This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States condemned Friday China's abuse of ethnic and religious minorities, including what it called crimes against humanity and genocide in Xinjiang against Muslim Uyghurs and severe restrictions in Tibet. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will meet his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Alaska next week and is due to raise the treatment of Uyghurs, U.S. officials have said. China rejects U.S. charges that it has committed genocide against Uyghur and other Muslims in the remote western region, where activists say more than 1 million are held in internment camps. A United Nations investigator is accusing Myanmar's military junta of likely crimes against humanity and is urging international coordinated action to isolate and get rid of the regime. The report is under review by the UN Human Rights Council. Special Rapporteur Thomas Andrews says since Myanmar's military seized power from the elected government February 1st, security forces have murdered at least 70 people and arbitrarily arrested more than 2,000. British police said Friday that human remains found in woodland outside London was the body of Sarah Everard, whose disappearance last week has sparked anger and fears among women about their safety. The 33-year-old disappeared while walking home from a friend's house in South London last Wednesday. Police have arrested a serving officer on suspicion of her kidnap and murder. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson visited Northern Ireland Friday, where he was snubbed by one regional leader and faced criticism from another as tensions grow over the province's post-Brexit status. Northern Irish First Minister Arlene Foster met Johnson and urged him to undo intolerable new arrangements governing trade in and out of the region introduced in January. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is scheduled to talk in about 30 minutes about the bill he signed into law Thursday, the American Rescue Plan Act, which provides many citizens up to $1,400 in direct payments and extends $300 weekly emergency unemployment benefits into early September. In his first primetime address to the nation Thursday night, Mr. Biden pledged to make all adults eligible for the coronavirus vaccine by May 1st and get the country back closer to normal by the 4th of July holiday. He also appealed to Americans to do their part to prevent another surge in infections and deaths, saying everyone needs to get vaccinated. Leaders of the United States, India, Australia, and Japan agreed to pool financing, manufacturing, and distribution capacity to send 1 billion coronavirus vaccines across Asia by the end of 2022, India's foreign secretary said Friday. The so-called Quad group of four nations want to expand global vaccinations and counter China's growing vaccination diplomacy in Southeast Asia and around the world. India is the world's biggest vaccine maker. The White House is holding on to some doses of AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine so they can be given to Americans quickly if authorized by the U.S. health regulator, a top administration official said Friday. AstraZeneca has produced doses of its COVID-19 vaccine in the United States, where it has yet to be approved. The vaccine developed with Oxford University has been authorized for use in the European Union and many other countries. Four Spanish regions have stopped administering doses from a batch of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine following reports of the formation of blood clots in some people who had been vaccinated, although the central government plans to keep using the shot. Austria earlier stopped using the batch of AstraZeneca shots while it investigated a death from clotting in a case of pulmonary embolism. The World Health Organization Friday approved the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use after already authorizing the shots made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Oxford AstraZeneca. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in a statement, quote, "Every new safe and effective tool against COVID-19 is another step closer to controlling the pandemic," end quote. The deputy speaker of Lebanon's parliament said Friday lawmakers will get their COVID-19 vaccinations in hospital like everyone else, this following a scandal over MPs receiving early shots in the legislature. About a dozen parliamentarians were vaccinated last month, despite not being in a top priority group, sparking outrage in a country reeling from the impact of the pandemic and a financial meltdown. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.